Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 31. 31.
Oh, we got you to stop.
Oh, so bad. So bad. It's like the worst voice. Do that on like a date, the entire date. I'm with Gadi Elkon. Gwen Reyes.
I hate girls.
Adam Conway.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness. And Andrew Conway.
Hi guys.
And of course I'm Brian Kluger. I want no part of this group.
Come on, Brian.
Kids. It's kids husky model, Brian.
Ew, Jesus Christ.
Oh god.
It's like nails on a chalkboard. Well, we're doing a special little thing here for the Dallas International Film Festival of 2014.
Just around the corner.
Otherwise known as DIFF, starts next week. Looks like a solid lineup, or mostly a solid lineup this year. Definitely better than last
opening
year.
Opening is what, Thursday, April 3rd?
Words and Pictures.
Words and Pictures, yes. And I think this is a terrible film to open up a movie with.
Is it because it's boring? Why is that?
Don't say that!
Is it because it's a boring movie?
I don't know if it was boring. It's just like, it's kind of like you want.
You too. You just quit it out. You need to stop.
Yeah, stop. You need, I think in a words and pick, like words and pictures, in order to open up a film festival, you need something like that's awesome.
Well,
like, it grabs people's attention. This is not.
It's because it's produced by Gary Cogill, so it's kind of has local,
local producers.
But why would you want to?
Because it's produced by Gary Cogill.
So yeah. Who cares?
And if you think back to the fact that, okay, as much as I love Dallas International Film Festival, they've never had a very good opening night film. Like, can you think
that's
of any?
True. Yeah.
The only one that I can think of that was enjoyable was mostly because the location where it was being Elmo.
Yeah.
That was a good opening.
And he didn't show up.
No. Well, and that's the other thing I don't like about the DIFF. So that was kind of fun. What I don't like about DIFF is I don't like that on their opening night, they do not open it up for a Q&A. Like, they don't bring the talent in to talk about stuff. And I feel like if you're paying big money to come to a gala, if you're coming to a center,
I agree.
Meeting,
it's,
you need to have those freaking talent there to talk.
It's
about the
people you don't want to hear talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The director's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes, but they don't do
Gary
DIFF doesn't
will be
do
there.
A Q&A on opening night.
Who cares? You want Clive Owen here. You want Juliette Binoche.
But they still
you
won't do a Q&A with them. So I'm like, what's the point of bringing them in if you're
exactly.
Gonna show
I agree. I totally agree. I just think it's like a dumb film to open up a pretty big festival with. Would y'all agree?
I would agree, but it's hard to look through the rest of the lineup and figure like, oh, that's the hit. Like, Joe would be a great pick, but it was at South By. It's hard to not. You don't want to piggyback off that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you still want to premiere a film.
You
want to
premiere
that
something.
Premiere.
Yeah.
And since it has a Dallas tie, it is the most homely feel, even though I agree, there are better films.
Dallas.
And it has the star power in it. That's what I think they're looking for, a film that's got
it
the star power.
It had the star power if you bring in Clive Owen and Juliette Binoche.
But they didn't.
They brought in the director who has some
yeah,
good
I'm not saying
quality
I like the movie. It's kind of cheesy, but you know, I thought, I was like, as an opening film, I think it's kind of stupid. The one film that I am looking forward to most, which I think in this year's DIFF, the foreign films of world cinema stuff is way better than the American stuff. The one I'm looking forward to most, which sounds the most interesting, is a movie called Kumiko, the Treasure Hunter. It sounds awesome. I'm going to read the little blurb about it. Kumiko is a withdrawn woman living alone in Tokyo. One night, after watching and rewatching the film Fargo, she becomes convinced that the briefcase buried by Steve Buscemi's character in North Dakota is actually real. With her hand-sewn maps and a fresh DVD in hand, she sets out to America on a unique and dreamlike quest for mythical treasure. How awesome does that
it's
movie
It's based
sound?
On a real story, too.
It is based on a real story?
Yeah.
It's a That's
real,
badass.
A,
real story.
A woman did that.
That's so
and
amazing.
She died.
That sounds such like an awesome movie. And that's actually playing, unfortunately, at the Texas Theater.
Well,
why do you say unfortunately?
It's because the Oakland Film Festival is sponsoring it.
Yeah.
And basically, it stars Rico from Brothers Bloom and Dabble.
Yeah.
So she's great. So.
The reason I don't like watching movies at the Texas Theater is because the bar is right behind there, and every time I've seen a movie there, it's really distracting when people are coming in and out, clanking their drinks, and yelling in the background. You can't focus on the movie.
I also don't think that their projection is that great.
So that's the only reason.
You know, it's directed by Smostonite.
David Zellner?
The brothers.
Oh, the brother, Zellner brothers.
Nathan. So it's, yeah. Even though it is good. In the world cinema, and it is a world cinema movie, it has got as much Austin panache as any film could.
Yeah.
And the Zellner brothers, this could be their film that puts them into the mainstream in about effing time, because they've been making some wonderfully fun stories, especially with younger actors.
They did that Sasquatch.
Fucking hilarious.
That's so awesome.
And I was surprised to see Space.
Yeah.
Glide.
A quality film.
So good.
So I hope this does hit huge. And it you're not the only one who's brought it up as like top five films to see.
It looks awesome. Yeah. And I was surprised to see Space Battleship Yamato in there because it feels like an old movie.
What's it? It's a live action version, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be
true. But I thought it came out like a few years ago.
I'm not sure.
I mean, it says 2012, but I.
Just but before, this has been out it hasn't come for a while. Out over here, though.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'm just seeing it on my bootleg.
And then you've got all the Hong Kong thrillers, Firestorm, Doomsday Party.
Yeah.
That shit's going to be wild.
With Weber USA doing
Ghost in the Shell.
And the Crow Collection presenting sponsors as well.
Sweet. Crow Collection. Ghost in the Shell is coming too.
Yeah.
Which new Ghost in the Shell.
They did that last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. They did another one of those Ghost in the Shell.
So one of the other movies I'm really looking forward to, which I think is like one of my favorite movies of the year so far, which I already saw, was Dom Hemingway.
Yes.
Damn, that movie was good.
You know, the sad thing about that is that we brought up before this is that Heaven is Real is in Plano.
Yeah.
Dom Hemingway is the one that's in Angelica on the same night.
Yeah.
Which is
and
tough.
Those audiences are so incredibly different, too.
Oh, no. They're both pull, but it's like, man, I wish Dom could have been... Big centerpiece.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good.
Imagine bringing in Jude Law.
Which I think
to talk
it's so funny
that role.
Dom Hemingway wouldn't be because of last year's one of their centerpiece screenings was Sweetwater. And that is, and to me, like on the same sort of gritty peril. Is so
over the top.
And just the director will be here for Dom Hemingway, right?
Yeah, no, none of the stars, but imagine if Jude Law. Because I think this is what Sexy Beast was for Ben Kingsley. I know Jude's a much younger actor, but.
Law was great. I want to interview Jude Law as his character.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
In the movie. I do. It would be so amazing.
You wouldn't piss him off, but it
would be
fun.
Yeah, it would be so good. So I pass it to you guys. What do you guys look forward to most?
How about you Conway fuckers? What do y'all think?
Well, I'm interested to see Clark Gregg's movie, Trust Me.
He's coming.
And he'll be here. Because I liked his last directorial effort, Choke.
What is Agents of, you know... podcast hero over there thing
of Clark Gregg's new film.
Yeah,
I'm excited too. I'm also just really excited that Clark Gregg is potentially coming. I still think there's like the back and forth if he's going to come or not, but he's a great interview and he's a great chatty and he loves talking about filmmaking, and so it's cool to see him, even though he's an actor, to kind of talk about his film love.
And we mentioned, also already Joe, which is going to be showing again, which is such a good movie by David Gordon Green.
I think Dom Hemingway, Joe, probably going to be for best.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't mention The Sacrament by Ty West is going to be.
Yeah, I'm excited about that,
and he'll actually be here, so
which is awesome.
So yeah, but you won't be.
I'll be in London.
Ty West directed Cabin Fever 2.
Oh, Ty West, that's what I was looking forward to.
And
is Ty coming in?
Innkeepers, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
did he do Innkeepers?
Yes, he did do Innkeepers, and he's done a lot of the VHS.
Who did
stuff,
House
too.
Of the Dead? Didn't he do House of the Devil?
That was
House of the Devil.
House of the Devil.
I believe it was House of the Devil, yeah.
Yeah, House of the Devil.
But yeah, and he was in Your Next as an actor. Yeah. So and he's just, he's good.
He's good.
He's good quality.
Yeah,
there's a movie that won like the Audience Award at South By called I Believe in Unicorns. Or like, it was like, I think, an acting award. So that looks...
That looks really good.
It's good. And it has, like, the guy
so
who says
mean
the next big thing, Peter Beck.
And that's a local one, too. That's in Austin.
Yeah.
So I Believe in Unicorns. Is that, like, Sarah Jessica Parker?
No. It's completely not, like, gay.
I just saw one that I'm, like, super excited about.
Then there's... then I'm also, I guess, also Rich Hill, which won, like, the documentary award at South By, is going to be playing. And it also just got picked up by, I guess, Independent Lens, I think. Mm-hmm.
The documentary program, I think, is their strongest.
Yeah.
Even more so than world cinema. The Evolution of a Criminal sounds fucking haunting.
And they also have the Whitey Bulger doc, which sounds awesome.
The Whitey, I'm excited. I'm so glad they got
that's
that.
Done by that's Berlinger.
I was actually working with him. He was getting ready to go. His next project was going to
That's one of the most underrated documentary filmmakers right there. They made some incredible.
He did Paradise Lost.
And he's not heralded as much. Metallica
one, too. He did Metallica documentary.
He's a top fiver.
Not the new one, the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
The old one is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying. The old one's amazing. The new one was.
The new one.
Joe Berlinger's, Oh, he's done some good stuff. The only thing he hasn't done good that he hates talking about is Blair Witch 2. That was supposed to be.
And you know what? I like Blair Witch 2.
Well, and I like what I like.
It was a different.
It was different.
Yeah,
I was gonna say there's such. It's actually not that terrible of a film. It's only terrible when you compare it to the first one because it's nothing like the first
one.
Exactly. But I'm excited about it because he does good work.
Well, they also has anybody seen any of the late night shorts that have been mentioned?
No.
There's one called Effed. It sounds amazing.
I haven't seen any of
like the shorts.
You were at the shorts? You
no,
see
no,
them?
I haven't seen them yet, but I like them.
Some of the shorts this year are really good. Daniel Lobbs has one called Easy.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
And then there's Astronauts.
So great.
Like Astronauts?
There's also Tobacco Burn, which is getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
That people are thinking that might be
it's
the
next. It's a wild ending to it. Like
that might be the next.
That's a short.
It's going to be. Yeah,
I love those late
shows. It takes 12 years of Slave to a whole new.
That's what they said. Pretty much, that's what the
we have. We totally have the Diff and AFI Dallas late night shorts to thank for the delightful Calvin Reeder who brought us the Oregonian and the Rambler.
Yeah, I remember Claire saw the Rambler last year. And she came home and was like, I don't know what I just saw, but I think I liked it. Totally the director came out and was like, my movies don't have any point to them.
I will always remember when I went to see the Oregonian, and that was the first and only time I've ever been asked by the film festival to do a Q&A. And I was like, so excited. And then I'm like, what the fuck was that?
And then,
he's a really nice guy, though.
Andrew Wilson of the Wilsons has a short also called Satellite Beach that stars Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
And
My favorite Wilson.
Andrew.
Luke.
Luke.
I like
Luke.
Luke.
Oh, we like Luke. I didn't like it. But, so I think that they might actually be at the festival. We'll see.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to mention Ari Folman, who did Walter Bashir. His movie, finally, I guess, is having a premiere at this festival called The Congress, which stars Robin Wright Penn.
I'm very excited for this, but I hated Walter Bashir.
Yeah.
It was propaganda shit I've never seen. Congress sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
He's pissed off more Israelis than anyone in the last decade.
Well, his style is unique. That's why it's something it's on my radar.
I've definitely circled it. It's the last film of the festival.
Yeah.
It plays Sunday night, 10:30.
Oh, I can still come see movies on Sunday?
Yeah.
And there's two.
All the winners will be pretty much Sunday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sunday, I'll just get off the plane and be like,
do what I do.
There's two documentary shorts I'm interested in. One is called Strike, the Greatest Bowling Story Ever Told.
Done.
Sounds amazing. And there's another one is called Educaution, which is about the student loan debt crisis and how it needs to be fixed.
And credit cards, it's a hard hitting one. It sounds like.
Yeah. So I think that one's going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Conversation piece, but the greatest bowling story ever told just sound like I just want to dress up in a robe with my white Russian and go to it and just like
creepy.
Listen to it. Don't you?
There was a really good short called Aftermath.
Yeah.
Which is about two brothers walking through the wilderness after something major has happened. They're being chased by these guys with guns shooting at them.
Yeah.
Do you remember The Strange Ones from a couple years ago? It's the same type of feel. It's another Columbia University kid. Columbia University is going to be the next, film huge school.
It's possible.
There's a lot of fucking talent from that school.
It's a bleaker voice that comes out of Columbia.
It's all dark. Strange One was haunting. This one is haunting. Like, those kids like filming in the middle of fucking nowhere with some trees.
And they're
smoking weed, too.
And for your families, if you have kids, families, you can take them to Clyde Warren Park on Saturday, April 5th during the night and see Never-Ending Story.
Speaking of best fantasy
films. Yes, Never-Ending Story.
Thank God it's part one.
I won't watch that because I don't like when the horse dies.
So, and of course, let's mention Hellion with Aaron Paul.
I was going to say, we have to do Hellion because that's done by local Cat Chandler.
True.
And
Kelly Williams produces it. Johnny Mars.
Kind of excited. Johnny Mars is such a delightful person. I am super excited about some of the films that played at South By coming up. So, like we mentioned Joe, we mentioned Hellion. I'm also really excited. I just saw that Long Distance, 10,000 Kilometers, is coming.
Yeah.
And so much buzz about that movie. It's a Spanish film about a young couple who are separated for a year and try to keep their relationship together for the year that they're gone. And
did they get the curfew feature? I can't remember the name of it now.
No, I don't. Was that South, what is the name of the curfew feature? It also won an audience award at...
Yeah.
No.
Sean Christensen.
They didn't get Sean Christensen, but...
Interview.
And I'm definitely curious about the movie Believe Me, because it sounds right out of the Christian
another Austin
band episode.
Another Austinite made that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it sounds like the South Park episode of the Christian rock band where they're like, start a Christian band and make money and, you know,
it's
go
not
platinum.
As... It's much more like... intended to be a happier movement story, but
yeah,
concept.
And yeah, it sounds hilarious, but yeah.
If y'all want like a really good world cinema one that's easy to follow, that's not crazy, Copenhagen was fucking awesome. It has a young girl and this American who's lost in Copenhagen. It's freaking hilarious.
There's a Jewish one.
There's a few. There's a one with Gandhi. Right there, go back. Oh, no, that's the...
It's not this one.
That one's endorsed by 3-star film, Bart Weiss.
Yeah. No, there's... Where is it? I want to say it was a foreign film, I think.
Is it Brothers of the Blacklist?
Is it?
No, that's not a... But that's...
Do you know what I'm talking
that's
about?
That's supposedly a good documentary, too.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
That you're pointing at me? No.
No, yeah. I didn't know. It's a Jewish one. I'm trying to remember.
What
is it No, the documentary?
Flutter's Coming.
I'm trying to
Do y'all remember the director who... God, what was his crazy... There was the bus.
Oh, yeah. It's those guys.
Those guys are back.
Oh, my
but
God.
Flutter is...
The magical
is,
bus with the chicken.
Yeah. but this is more a personal story about... and eye disease.
I did not care for it.
He's been wanting to make this, and Flutter looks really good. Glenn Morshauer's in it. Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad.
Meth Damon.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He's not from Breaking Bad. He's from Friday Night Lights. Get it right.
He's from Breaking Bad, too. Ida. Ida's the Jewish one.
Ida's... You know what? Of all the ones that Faust talked about, Ida's the one he brought up the most.
Really?
He says Ida.
He knows his audience. He knows
old
to talk
Jewish
to you.
Women.
Yeah.
He knows what you like, Gotti.
He knows, like, whenever he talks to me to tell me
but
all about
the
women.
But they say Ida's really good.
By women.
Yeah. It's short, too. It's 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
Real short. But that's Diff, right? We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a busy week for all of us.
Well, the president of the Oscars will be here.
Yeah, it's interesting.
The first African-American and first woman?
No.
Second woman.
Melissa, the Little House on the Prairie was the...
And Wayne Brady... Wayne Brady, bitch!
That movie.
Yeah, do we know
that movie actually
what other
really good.
Is coming?
Well, the creator of Ren and Stimpy is their Avery Award.
Yeah.
Awesome. We know well superheroes.
Clark Gregg's coming for his
Clark Gregg, yeah. Greg Kinnear, Hayden Church.
Ty West.
Yeah.
Potentially a fella that was in Joe. Definitely the director in Ty. Potentially the other fella in that movie.
Because that's a fun thing about Diff that...
Richard Shepherd from
Dumb and Away. It is really cool that they bring in a lot of good talent. You know, they tend to try to bring in as much talent as they can. And sometimes these filmmakers go on to be really big things and you'll be in a room with them talking about, like, whatever. You just talk to people online and just have fun.
This is a big month for film festivals in this city. USA closes out the month and they always bring
good stuff.
Superstar people and their films are really good. So to start out and kick it off with Diff and its expansive schedule, and then USA kind of cleans up the month. It's a nice month.
It's so weird that they're both so close to each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
And you won't be here for it.
I won't be.
You'll be here for USA.
I will be here for first 2 days.
We're sponsoring one of them.
I'll be here for the first 2 days of Diff, and I'll maybe be here for the last day, and then
you go push the red button.
I don't know when what's it called is when USA is
end of the month.
At the end of the month.
Yeah,
22nd to the 20th.
Oh, no, 22nd.
Well, that's our Diff coverage. I think we're going to do a lot of Diff coverage in the next couple of weeks through the Multimedia Men, so we'll have much more stuff to talk about.
Interviews have already begun.
Yes, they have. And find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Facebook.
Nipples.
Thanks, guys.
Nipples.
Mickey.